In this bulletin, Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles confirms Australians in Israel and Iran are safe for now. Thousands of US protesters join rallies against immigration raids this weekend. And in rugby league, New South Wales winger Brian Tuo will play for the Blues in State of Origin 2. Peggy Jackmelos with the latest from the newsroom. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Richard Marles says Australians in Iran and Israel are safe, including both diplomats and military personnel. Iran and Israel have targeted each other with airstrikes early on Saturday after Israel launched its biggest ever offensive against its longtime foe in a bid to prevent it from developing a nuclear weapon. Mr. Marles is calling on both Israel and Iran to show restraint, while also urging Australians in the region to monitor the Smart Traveller website.
For Australians who are in the region, our advice is to seek shelter in place, to monitor the Smart Traveller website, and if necessary, to contact the emergency consular centre.
In a statement, the opposition leader Susan Lee says the targeting of Israeli population centres by the Iranian government is deeply concerning. She says while the coalition continues to urge caution, Israel has the right to defend itself. And Israel and Iran have launched fresh waves of attacks on each other, as you just heard, leading to dozens injured on both sides. Israeli authorities say two people were killed after an Iranian missile strike that hit homes south of Tel Aviv. The violence has sparked concern from the international community, with global leaders calling for all sides to show restraint. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese urges Israel and Iran to engage in dialogue. Over 40 people have been arrested by the Los Angeles police force since Thursday night following days of mass protests against the Trump administration's immigration crackdown in the city. Around 500 arrests have been made since the mass protests erupted last Sunday. The Trump administration has imposed a curfew and also deployed National Guard troops and 200 Marines to contain the protests. Assemblyman Mark Gonzalez condemned Mr. Trump's involvement with the protests.
We didn't need federal troops. We don't need Marines. We need leadership that respects the Constitution. Trump claimed victory before the National Guard even hit the ground. That wasn't leadership. That's propaganda. And now he militarizes our streets. He unleashes ICE to violate due process and tears families apart. Our National Guard took an oath to the Constitution, not to one man's agenda.
Agriculture Victoria says the latest avian influenza outbreak across the state's northeast has ended. The state detected the H7N8 bird flu strain in four commercial properties near Aroa in February, resulting in hundreds of birds being euthanized. Restrictions on the movement of birds, bird products and poultry equipment continue around the region. Victoria's acting chief veterinary officer, Sally Salmon, has thanked the poultry industry and local farmers for their help in eradicating the outbreak. The opposition Treasury spokesperson Angus Taylor says it's a top priority for Australia to have a sit-down meeting with US President Donald Trump over the AUKUS review. The US has announced a review into the $368 billion nuclear submarine project this week after the federal government said it won't increase its defence funding to 3.5% of GDP as the US requested. Mr. Taylor says Australia's alliance to the US is essential, urging the Labor government to make sure AUKUS will be proceeding as planned.
We call on the government to make sure that they engage with the United States to ensure that AUKUS is successful into the future. We also think it is enormously important that the Prime Minister sit down with the President of the United States, talk with him face to face, build that relationship and strengthen the alliance. That is a top priority for this country, and we need to see it happen as quickly as possible. Secure that meeting immediately.
Two men have been jailed in the UK for stealing a $9 million solid gold toilet in an historic English property. The 18-carat toilet is an artwork called America. It was stolen from an exhibition at Blenheim Palace in 2019. The two men were sentenced to 4 years and 27 months in jail, respectively. The gold hasn't been recovered, and prosecutors suspect it has been melted down and sold after the theft. Now in sport, Panthers winger Brian Tuo is confirmed to play for New South Wales in State of Origin 2 after going through a Blues training session in Sydney on Saturday. Tuo's sore left hamstring once sparked concerns over his capacity to join the Blues and compete against the Maroons in the next game. But now the four-time premiership winning winger is clear to join the next game, which will be held on the coming Wednesday, rather. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.